iTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
The Wild Talk Radio Network now presents The Evolution in Online Pro Wrestling Sports Entertainment.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Loud noises!
Bringing you the news and everything else in the world of professional wrestling.
Are you saying that there's a party in your pants and that I'm invited?
Hosted by Tim Stein.
I'm very important. I have many leather-bound books and... my apartment smells of rich mahogany.
The Omega!
I know what you're asking yourself, and the answer is yes. I have a nickname for my penis. It's called the Octagon.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
I'm a man who discovered the wheel and built the Eiffel Tower out of metal and brawn. That's what kind of man I am.
Special guest host this week, local indie wrestler, Keishi Matsunaga.
Basically, the biggest story of my career, launching me to a level I've never known before.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Who's there? I'm talking. Hello.
And the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
WTR Sunday night.
And that's it. Now let's do this.
And welcome, everyone, to another edition of WTR Sunday Night, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. WrestleMania is next weekend, meaning the WrestleMania tour has probably already begun. I am sure there's nonstop wrestling somewhere out there in the world for the next 7 days straight. So
it's a lot of days.
It's a lot. It is a lot. You'd think we'd be used to this by now. We're not. No, but, yeah, so since WrestleMania is happening next weekend over the course of 2 days, we have a lot to talk about and a lot of matches to predict, so we are going to talk some WrestleMania 37 right around the corner, and... we have a dais here to do it today. This is the Omega, the be-all, end-all of the network. Joining me tonight, hello, Sir Rockin.
Yay, days of WrestleMania content. Woo. I'm so excited.
2 days of NXT, Hall of Fame, 2 days of Mania, Raw after Mania.
Then NXT, and then just...
Okay, yeah, wait for the daily wrestling schedule we're going to get.
My brain hurts.
Speaking of brain hurting, because I just watched his match today, one Keishi Matsunaga.
Heck yeah, we have finally got off the road to WrestleMania. We've entered the parking lot. That's right. The parking lot of WrestleMania starts now.
Wow. And now we have to find our way to the door of WrestleMania and wait in the line of WrestleMania.
That's why the parking lot's tonight. And then you find your parking spot, which is Monday. Tuesday is the walk to the lineup that you have to wait in. Wednesday and Thursday are the lineup that are the waiting time in the lineup. Then you hit Friday, which is like getting into the building, buying your merch, getting some popcorn and a beer, and finding your seat. And then you're ready to go Saturday, Sunday.
Keishi, when's the last time you've been to any form of Disney park? Because you described it perfectly.
The last time I was in a Disney park, I was 14 years old, so a long time.
Okay, so, yeah, well, you're spot but, on. Just
I mean,
let you...
I also worked at the local arena here, and also we have the Calgary Stampede, which is
the same
10 days of Disney, but with more alcohol and garbage.
Yeah. I've been to Disney in the last couple of years. I might dispute that.
More alcohol, garbage, and illicit threesomes caught on video and posted to Facebook.
Yeah, that happens.
Okay. So, leading the way, the bearer of far more information than I asked for, the one and only Tim Stein.
Yeah, my name is spelled T-I-M, but sometimes it seems like it's T-M-I. Good evening, everybody!
I didn't know you were dyslexic.
Dyslexic, yeah. I got a friend named Bob who's dyslexic. He spells his name B-O capital B. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, the last Wrestle Talk Radio before WrestleMania, which starts in about 3 hours and continues until June or something like that. It's going to feel like it, at least to our good buddy, the producer, Sir Rockin', by the time everything's over and done with. Guy, he gets to take like 5 hours off as soon as WrestleMania is over. And so he goes on vacation, hits the Caribbean, spends 3 hours on the beach, and then comes back and gets back to it on the computer.
We've already technically started this road to WrestleMania with our preview. We did 2+ hours of previewing TakeOver. We did picks last night on CB Radio for night one of WrestleMania. So this road has already started for me.
There you go. Absolutely. I would like to wish everybody who observes the holiday a very happy Easter. For the rest of you, a happy extended long weekend, of course, being Easter Sunday here. Thank you for joining us and staying awake long enough after turkey to tune in to listen to us on the interwebs. I just thought that would be a nice thing to say to people, of course. And I've got the hockey game on in the background, so I'm partially distracted. Hey, Casey, you like baseball, don't you?
I do.
I can't ask Omega this because sports ball. Did you catch the Toronto Blue Jays versus the New York Yankees game?
I watched some highlights. That's about as far as I got.
Okay. You know, the Blue Jays beat New York, right?
I was not aware of that. I saw Guerrero's home run.
Okay, well, spoiler alert, turns out that BJ's Trump Yanks any day of the week.
Well, for now. I mean, it's early. It's early.
I like it. You keep playing one, and then everybody else is just doing the heavy, oh my God, it's another Tim joke sigh.
That was so bad.
Yeah, right. And if it was Robin Williams saying the same damn thing, you'd be laughing your ass off. Shut up.
Well, that's because he does good voices and you don't.
Well, I do voices.
He said good. He said good. The phrase was good.
Okay, shut up. Just for that, I'm going to be talking in a fake Irish accent all night long. That'll teach you, lad.
So we're here to preview WrestleMania, which is 2 nights, as mentioned. There's 12 official matches have been announced. More are coming. But we're going to preview the 12 matches that have been officially announced. And we're going to kick it off with the WWE Championship, Lashley and Drew McIntyre. Thoughts and opinions, guys.
Well, before we dive into this, I just want to say to Lindsay, it sucks that you're telling me you don't get a long weekend. In that case, happy Sunday to the host of The Rack, Lindsay Ward.
Don't worry, Lindsay. I don't get a long weekend either. I work Friday. I work tomorrow.
I work today. I made $100.
There you go.
Four hours. Don't even get a long weekend.
Why are we?
So Lashley and Drew McIntyre. Let's get into the match because there's 12 matches to talk about.
So here we go. Talking about it. WWE Championship. Lashley defending against Drew McIntyre. This is Drew McIntyre regaining the title and holding it up as a title winner in front of a crowd.
Which makes this an extremely obvious outcome. And in a match that has what little build this match has makes no sense to me.
Yeah, there are some confusing things about this for sure.
We just kind of threw Bobby Lashley into the championship picture, and he just wins. And then we are down half of the Hurt Business, which got broken up for fuck all reason because they were doing great. There's literally no reason to break them up.
Yep.
well, if they keep Shelton and oh shit, what's his name?
Cedric Alexander.
Yeah, Cedric. If they keep them together, it's not as bad as it could be. As long as they don't split them up, because again, this goes back to our bitching and complaining about how Vince treats tag teams and the tag team division.
And it's not even that. Like, from the reports out right now, they just aren't, they just don't want to use them. They just don't have any ideas for either one of them.
Which is ridiculous. I could think up, give me 2 minutes and I'll think up 10 different scenarios.
All right, you're on the clock. Go.
Not right now. I'll tell you at the end.
Give me 10 minutes after the show.
I mean, at least we can say that, you know, Bobby and Drew will probably beat the crap out of each other, even though this is going to be what everybody thinks is a predictable outcome. There is potential for at least a good showing.
Well, what do you think? Do you figure Drew is actually going to regain the title?
I think so. I want him to. Although when he busted into the locker room on Raw and just started like berating all the other people in the locker room, that didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Like, I don't know. Like, I mean, I get that he's frustrated. I get that they're trying to play him off as frustrating and stuff, but like, it kind of made me not want to, you know, like, I don't want to get behind Drew because he's like just cutting down every other person in the locker room.
Let me ask you guys this. Is Drew McIntyre likable?
He can be. I think he can be.
Is Drew McIntyre what? Sorry, you cut out.
Likable.
Likable. Is Drew likable?
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't he be?
With the way they're portraying him right now, is he a likable character? You guys talk about him berating the locker room and not getting behind him. It doesn't seem like he's a likable character.
I find him less likable now than I did, like, even 3 months ago.
It's sort of like, if you think back, this is going to ring a bell with Keishi, but not you guys. But I'm going to do the analogy to a thing we had going in Canadian All-Pro Wrestling. Keishi, you remember the championship match between Kamikaze and Johnny?
Vaguely.
The last one, the one that where Kamikaze finally beat Johnny. Hotshot Johnny Devine, former TNA superstar.
Yes, it rings a bell. I don't remember like the exact. My memory's horrible.
Okay, well, 2 weeks prior to that, we actually did a mini turn with Kamikaze after he got beat once again by Hotshot Johnny Devine by somewhat nefarious means. He threw a temper tantrum in the ring and was just out attacking everything and everyone in his path. And of course, he was air quotes suspended for the next show. He was legitimately booked to work Saskatchewan the next show. So we had to come up with an idea, but we turned him heel for literally one night only. And by the time, that championship title match came about where he, wound up winning the belt off of Devine, the crowd was lukewarm to him, but came around and fully backed him and literally blew the roof off of the number one Legion downtown where we were holding the shows by the end of the match when he held up that title.
So how much was the roof repair?
Well, I didn't pay for it. Don't and according to use, certain people, I didn't
ever
pay for
use
a lot
literally
of shit.
Like don't ever use literally like that. I swear to God.
Well, figuratively, literally. I mean, we did damage a couple of the walls a little bit, but, you know, what are you going to do with the ring? Anyway.
I mean, there are some broken ceiling tiles there, so.
Yeah. Well, that's because of what's his name jumping off the top of the ring, top of the post and forgetting how low the ceiling was.
So getting back to the actual match.
Yeah, getting back to the actual match, I was just doing the comparison because you asked if he was likable. There's nothing wrong with seeing your babyface get pissed off and have people kind of sort of like, you know, look at him cross-eyed for a week or two. Doesn't mean that they don't like him.
Yeah, I just think they could have done it a little bit differently than like basically him walking to a locker room and trying to discredit every other wrestler in the company.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, to me, it played, and they did it incorrectly, but it played that he's finally showing the frustration that they've been trying to get across, that he's saying he's not feeling for the last, you know, for like the last whatever length of time it was, a month.
That's fair.
So you all are saying Drew McIntyre is walking out WWE champion then?
Yeah. Yes.
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
I just get this funny feeling like they've hotshotted the title already with The Miz. The Miz was the buffer, so Lashley could win the title without beating Drew before WrestleMania. I just get the feeling that they're going to let Lashley carry the title for another month.
All right, so two Drews and a Lashley. Up next, Cesaro and Seth Rollins. Thoughts?
27.
Okay.
That's so that's my spin prediction, 27.
Wasn't that what he did already? Or is he going, or was it 22?
I thought it was 26.
Okay. I mean, he could do 37 for WrestleMania 37. That would...
I was just about to say that.
Yeah, that was literally my thought, too.
Yeah, that would make more sense.
Yeah.
Okay, 74.
Okay, so that's all you have on the
It's going to be
match.
A hole in the mat.
50% of the 50% of the mat is just going to be Cesaro spinning Seth Rollins around in the swing.
If Cesaro goes around more than 70, he's going to drill into the mat like Bugs Bunny.
I want the swing to last longer than an Undertaker entrance.
Oh, you're asking for a lot.
It's only a two it's only a two night event.
Yeah, by the time
last WrestleMania, Undertaker didn't even make it to the arena. It just stopped at some garbage dump.
Yeah, by the time he's done with the swings, there's going to be a circular burn mark on the mat. As far as this match goes, it's, you know, they've done a small build up for it, and they've done an adequate job, but they just didn't it hasn't captivated me as a must-see WrestleMania match.
I mean, this would have been a really solid Mania match if they had booked Cesaro the way he should have been booked when the crowd was red hot for him.
Yeah, I do not disagree with you. I'm sure that they're going to give us a very, very great, very, very entertaining match. But if this thing goes much longer than 10 minutes, I'm going to be wondering why.
I'm picking Cesaro.
Okay, that's one for Cesaro. Omega?
I'm going to say Rollins.
Tim?
Yeah, my heart says Cesaro, but my head says Seth. So I'm going with Seth.
Okay, the Raw Tag Team titles on the line. The New Day defend against AJ Styles and Omos. Thoughts?
There's going to be a lot of wreckage perpetrated by Omos.
Which New Day member do you think he's going to take out early in the match?
Kofi.
Do we have any hope that Omos is going to put on a good performance in the ring?
Well, you know, there's always hope, no matter how illogical and futile.
Well,
there's always that hope.
With the other players in this match, I think that they're all going to be smart enough to like work around his limitations.
Okay, what's the over under on actual in ring time for Omos?
I'm going to say 2:37.
You know, that's scary because I was thinking I was going to give him 2.5 minutes. What about you, Omega?
Yeah, 2 minutes at the most.
I'm going to give him 37 seconds just because he doesn't seem like he walks very fast.
Yeah, but when you're that big, you don't have to.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying it's a problem. I'm just factoring in his movement speed into my time.
Oh, there you go. Fair enough.
Do you think he's going to wrestle in that sweater?
Yes, actually, I do.
Right. I think the New Day is going to figure out a way to squeeze out a win here. I'm going to give it to the champs.
Tim?
Oh yeah, no. New Day's gonna win. After Kofi gets taken out early, I'm figuring he'll be the one doing the comeback and setting up the win.
Oh my God.
God, I can see WWE screwing this up so many ways. Trying to pick the way that would screw up the least.
Almost accidentally hits AJ Styles, and because he walks slow, he's not gonna make it to the ring to make the save.
No, say AJ and Omos. I don't like that pick, but I don't think they're going to. I don't think they're going to screw up because it's Vince and a giant male human being, right? So already I'm like, that's Vince's wheelhouse. He's not going to screw that up on night one.
Okay. We have Bad Bunny and The Miz.
Oh, God.
What's your problem with this, Tim?
Well, it's going to be exceedingly difficult to ever take Miz and Morrison seriously again after seeing them in rabbit suits.
Oh, that was great.
I mean, yeah, after that, I don't know. I see them given the wind of the celebrity, which basically finalizes the journey for the Miz as an also-ran.
You're free to retire after that, Miz. You're never going to reach the top again. We'll never take you seriously ever.
Casey, you got that opinion?
I think Bad Bunny's going to win because of all the people on the roster who could take a loss to a celebrity, the Miz can do it and still get over as the Miz.
No matter how badly he loses, he's still the Miz.
Yep.
And that gives a whole different meaning come next Monday.
All right, so Omega, you going Bad Bunny?
Unfortunately, they always let the celebrities win.
All right, Tim, you're going?
Bad Bunny, like I said.
I'm just trying to make this easier on Brent so we can recap the picks. All right, Steel Cage match. Braun Strowman and Shane McMahon.
Oh, boy. The number one question is, what corner of the cage does Shane jump off of?
He's not going to jump off the cage. What is actually going to happen is a train is going to come down the ramp and smash into the cage, and he's going to jump off that instead.
He'll jump off the train. There you go.
Yeah.
he'll probably jump through the table again with his kids at ringside.
Mike, you got an opinion?
Can you tell I'm drained? Ugh. What match are we on again?
Braun Strowman versus Shane McMahon in the cage, where Braun throws Shane off of the cage and loses because he just wanted to hurt Shane and throws him off the cage. That's what I'm calling anyway.
I personally think Strowman is going to try and launch Shane over the cage from the ring just so we can have Shane McMahon really high up on something. And instead of escaping, Shane's just going to jump because that's what he instinctively does. See, when we put this on paper so far, it's Cesaro versus Seth Rollins, which sounds like, you know, any average SmackDown. We have this match. We have almost debuting. We have a celebrity match and a thrown together world championship match. This, I'm just so, I'm feeling like no hype for this WrestleMania whatsoever. This all just feels pasted together and like WWE saying it's the first big audience we're going to have in over a year. We don't have to put together a good card. They'll come out for anything and call it WrestleMania.
I can understand that sentiment. And of all, what is that, 12 matches that we're looking at here? There is actually one here that feels like they've actually put the time and the effort and investment into making it feel like a WrestleMania match. And that's the Universal Championship, which we'll get to eventually.
This is just, it's another Shane McMahon stunt show. It's in a cage this time, which basically just limits what he can jump off of.
See, think about it being a steel cage match. You win by pin or submit, by pinfall in the cage, or by escaping the cage and being the first one outside the cage, both feet on the ground. That being understood, who do you see winning?
You think they're going to pull? You think they're going to pull like Kane throwing Austin into the cage and letting him win that way?
Not into the cage. I think Strowman's going to snap. They'll be on top of the cage. And Strowman throws Shane onto the table, onto one of the announced tables. And that's how Shane wins this one.
The problem with that assumption is that the whole feud toward WrestleMania for this match is Braun is stupid. Stupid Braun, you're big, so you're stupid. You're a stupid head.
Stupid head. I haven't heard that for years.
That's the level this is.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's how pathetic this feud is. It's Shane being a middle school bully. It's not even high school bully. It's middle school.
Middle school. Yeah, you're a big dummy.
Jeez.
You're a big stupid.
So, no, this premise is fucking stupid.
Yep.
This is going to end with Braun outsmarting Shane somehow.
All right, so you're going Braun. Tim, you're going?
Well, I'm figuring that Shane gets another WrestleMania win. And this whole "you're stupid" thing is the reason why, the end result where, yeah, he's beaten the hell up and he's carted out on a stretcher after winning, but he proves that Braun Strowman really is stupid because he's a big stupid head.
All right, and Keisha, you're going?
I'm gonna give it to Braun because just like they've been hankering on this stupid thing so hard that there's no way that they're gonna make him look like an idiot. They can't. But they shouldn't make him look any dumber than he already. There's gotta be a payoff. There's gotta be a payoff where he shows that he's not actually stupid. Sure, and that the only thing that's stupid is that they sound a train horn when he goes running around a ring.
You know, listening to you with your dissertation there, it's almost to me sounds like you're going down one road and you see, oh, the door says dumb. Let's go to the other road. Oh, that door says dumb. No, let's try this one. Oh, that one doesn't say it. It says STPD. Well, at least it doesn't say dumb.
All right. Next match is SmackDown Women's Championship, Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair. Thoughts and opinions, go.
This one I am looking forward to.
Why?
It's just the hype that they've given for Bianca Belair. She's been a breath of fresh air. Don't get me wrong. I absolutely adore Sasha as champion. And the way she won that title was, that was fantastic. Bianca has proven that she does possess some of that EST of the WWE. And she's just likable. Sasha's trying a little bit too hard to be the arrogant champ and work at coming off as a heel. And that's just feeling like they want to put everybody behind Bianca, which is absolutely fine and dandy. There's nothing wrong with trying to manipulate the crowd to get them to like the person you want them to like. I mean, there's a novel idea, but in this case, for me, it works. Sasha can go in the ring. Bianca has shown she can go in the ring. They've had a fairly decent buildup to this match. I'm looking forward to it.
Casey, thoughts?
Yeah, I think it's going to be, like, I'm excited for the match. I was less excited about how they built it up. I think they should have kept them apart more than having them, do tag matches and all this and that. Just, like, you could have, I think, personally, you could have had this match not turn Sasha heel after only, like, being a face for a very, very short amount of time to win that title. And you could have just kept them apart as far as wrestling. They could have like just wrestled other people and just been arrogant and not in a heel way, not put them in a tag team. But at the end of the day, the match is going to be great. I'm excited to see it. I think Bianca Belair is going to win, even though it kind of sucks for Sasha because the curse of the pay-per-view is coming down on her again. But yeah, I'm picking Bianca, and overall, like, a very good match will be had here.
Micah?
Yeah, this is the one on night one that I really like because it is the winner of the Rumble getting a one-on-one match with the champion, and both are exceptionally talented in the ring. I feel like trying to build animosity since they were both faces, and now Sasha's getting more heelish to try and put the traditional dynamic on this might be to its detriment because a lot of it has not felt very natural, but I'm still really looking forward to the match because they're both highly talented performers and it's Bianca's first chance on the main roster to really show what she can do, which I'm kind of excited to see.
So you're going Bianca?
That's a tough call. Like, this is the championship run that kind of proves that Sasha Banks actually can hold on to a championship. I don't know. Is it too soon for Bianca? Because she hasn't gotten to do much on the main roster, but this is about as much as she can do to get to Mania. Yeah, you know what? Let's give it to Bianca.
And Tim, you're going?
I'm actually, believe it or not, I'm picking Sasha. I think that, again, they've gotten away from the pay-per-view curse, and just to slap this loss on her at this point in time, it makes less sense than they usually make. So I think the match is going to be one of those where the loser gets more over than the winner.
All right, U.S. title, Riddle and Sheamus. Thoughts, Tim?
Who cares?
Great, Casey.
You said U.S. title, right?
Yep, Riddle and Sheamus.
I think Sheamus is going to win because Riddle forgot his lines.
My thoughts?
Supposedly that was intentional. I'm not sure I believe that.
I don't.
I think Riddle's just a dumbass enough to where you might believe that. I don't care about either of them. Like, Sheamus is bringing back the Mohawk for this match. I don't know why, because it still looks terrible. Riddle, nah. I'm going to assume Riddle is going to win just because Vince is like really high on Riddle, so to speak.
Apparently Riddle's really high anyway.
But he makes Vince laugh, and you know that always gets you a push for a little bit until, you know, you get the Otis treatment where everything's taken out from under you and you get a never mind. Like, for now, Vince likes Riddle, so let's say Riddle retains.
Tim, who you got?
Yeah, Riddle retains.
All right, IC Championship Nigerian Drum Fight, Big E and Apollo. Casey.
I'm interested to see what a Nigerian drum fight looks like. I'm going to give it to Big E, though.
Omega.
Nigerian drum fight. Jesus Christ. In the most awkward match of the night, I'm going to give it to Big E.
Okay, Tim.
Nigerian drum fight just makes me think that they're both going to be in the ring opposite from each other with a great big huge Congo drum. And the first one to screw up the beat loses. This is what I picture. Anyway, yeah, no, Big E retains.
All right, The Fiend versus Randy Orton, Omega.
Here's one with a weird build. Like, as far as like this card goes, this is the longest feud. Like, this is the one with the most story and events behind it.
Didn't this start at like WrestleMania or something, or the SummerSlam?
I mean, the path of the Fiend is to break everybody who wronged him, and Orton did beat him at Mania. Obviously the Fiend's going to win here. They've got him. They just brought him back to life. You know, he's got this weird Chucky from Child's Play meets Freddy Krueger thing going on right now.
Thank you.
I don't think you're going to. You're not going to stop him at this point. Not with a gimmick refresh. Not with, you know, Alexa, who can apparently pull Papa Shango shit. I mean, I hope it's the blow off of the feud. I hope this is it between the two. Because I don't know where you wouldn't go from here.
All right, we got one for the Fiend, Tim.
Yeah, well, I'm going to pull my money on the Fiend. It would make no sense for him to give it to let Randy take this one after everything that they've done. And like you said, Omega, this is the longest feud on this card. And as far as that goes, the buildup to this match is a little old school, a little bit on the weirder side, but old school in that they actually spent upwards of half a year building towards it. And I've been enjoying it.
Casey?
That's three for the Fiend. I don't really have anything to add that anybody else hasn't added. There's like, I mean, it doesn't make sense for him not to win. It's the most built up feud of WrestleMania. It surprisingly is like the most make sensible feud that has been built up for WrestleMania, even though it's like straight up like horror things happening or whatever. Yeah, like if Randy, it wouldn't make sense if Randy Orton won. So yeah, Fiend all the way.
Okay, and we got the Raw Women's title, Asuka and Rhea Ripley. Casey?
I wish that they would have given some matches, even if they were squash matches, to Rhea Ripley, to give her a little bit of a build so that people would understand the type of threat that she could be going into this match. That being said, I want man, this is tough. I like them both. I want them both to win. Can they both win? Can they be co-champs like Jericho and Chyna that one time?
No, they cannot, like, cool this belt.
Oh. Just with how this is going, I want to say that they're going to give it to Rhea Ripley. But they're, I don't know, I don't think they've built it in a way that justifies it.
Okay. Omega?
I mean, we know what this match was supposed to be. You know, this is supposed to be another Charlotte Flair WrestleMania match.
Still could be.
Still could be. Yeah, like, I'm looking forward to the match because they're both just destroyers in the ring. You know, it should be an awesome match between the two. God, I wish there was a build to this.
Right.
I really wish these two had a chance for a proper feud. Given that, I think Asuka's retaining, if only because this was a plan B. I don't think they're going to give Rhea a championship that fast on the main roster.
Which sucks, because now people who don't watch NXT just know of Rhea Ripley as a two-time loser at WrestleMania.
Okay, so, Tim?
Yeah, the build-up for this match is the Monster She's Coming promos. She's debuting soon promos. We've seen those ad infinitum over the decades. And in some cases, the debuting wrestler wins the title. In some cases, the debuting wrestler winds up being a bust. In this particular instance, twofold. I see them actually letting Rhea win the title just so they can set up a rematch between Rhea and Charlotte down the road when Charlotte comes back. So plan B does have a side benefit to it. If you're a Charlotte fan anyway, like WWE is, and this just sets the stage for that rematch that they would wind up setting the stage for anyway.
All right, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Keshi.
Oh man, that suit. I can't not talk about the suit. It was great. I think just based on how Sami's stuff has played out, I want to give it to him just so on SmackDown he can come out and talk about like the vindication that he has and how this is like the perfect ending to his document.
Documentary.
Yes. I don't know why I couldn't say documentary. This would be the best way to end the documentary. I finally get the justice that I deserve, blah, blah, blah. And it'll be interesting to see, I know this match has been done to death, but it'll be interesting to see how it works now that they're on opposite sides of the coin that they usually are. So I'm excited for that. They've kept them apart long enough for it to be kind of fresh. But I'm going to give it to Sammy.
Tim?
Yeah, speaking as an Albertan Canadian watching two Quebec Canadians fighting each other, I'm going to be cheering for both of them to kick the shit out of each other. Casey will probably get that, but you guys might not.
we get it. We get it. You
that's
hate
an
Quebec.
Inside Canadian joke.
You guys hate Quebec. Got it.
I don't hate Quebec.
You don't hate Quebec.
Yeah.
Just all of the, never mind. I'm not going to get political.
although I can either confirm or deny whether or not Quebec hates us.
There you go. Arrogant pricks. Anyway.
Who's winning, Tim?
Yo, know, Kevin Owens is going to win, and Sammy's going to bitch, whine, cry, and complain, and do his documentary thing saying that Kevin Owens cheated. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Can they both just, like, forget the match and pull a new jack on Logan Paul?
Nice.
I was trying my best not to even mention that he was there.
Yeah. No, Logan Paul is a syphilitic dick drip of a human being. And that's what I have to say about that part of the match. These two are always going to put on a good match, so let's give it to KO.
Insightful. Universal titles on the line. Roman Reigns, Edge, Daniel Bryan. Omega.
we can't have a WrestleMania anymore without making one match just some convoluted mess of storytelling, can we?
I mean, isn't that most of them?
I mean, It just seems like it's just like the thing to do now. Like, it's just the top feud always ends up just way too more complicated than it has to be. Once again, like, we have Edge, who should not be a heel in any way, sense, or form, but we're going to play him as a heel because the match need, you know, because apparently, like, we need Daniel Bryan to be the face. And we need to have one face against two heels, apparently. You know, Roman Reigns was not enough of a heel for two faces. I don't know. This seems entirely unnecessary. I mean, I look forward to the match because it's an interesting dynamic because, as I pointed out before, all three of these guys, you know, had their career taken away from them. From one bad medical condition after another, all three overcame it, came back, and are in fantastic shape, considering what all three of them have been through. So to now be main eventing a WrestleMania is somewhat surreal, because we're looking at three people that we had retirements for, that we had goodbye segments for. So that part of it makes this match fascinating to me. I am never going to enjoy when... I can't say that. I was going to say, like, I can't enjoy it when someone gets thrown in and we turn a Royal Rumble earned shot into a triple threat, because it just always feels awkward for that third person. But that's how WrestleMania 30 went down, and that was a good change, whereas this just feels like an unnecessary one. It's hard for me to give it... It's hard for me to pick who would win here, because Brian wants a part-time schedule. Edge, I don't think they want to... I don't think they want to rock the boat on Edge and, you know, put someone at his age who hasn't been in the ring that much since he came back a championship. And then there's Roman Reigns, who's in the middle of the best run of his career. But it's hard to leave a WrestleMania with the heel winning. You know, I hate calling this match. I don't feel like this is a good answer. If I'm using WWE logic, which requires huffing super glue, but I think the direction here is for Bryan to win the match, to set up a feud where Edge is basically the bitching heel because he had his shot. He had his one-on-one taken away from him by Bryan, which sets us up for Bryan versus Edge.
Okay. Tim, great analysis.
Oh, Tim's gone.
All right. Casey, thoughts?
Tim's back. I bumped the mic and the stupid cord fell out again. Yeah, this is the match I was talking about that had that WrestleMania feel build up to it. But unlike other matches, they've turned into a triple threat for WrestleMania. This doing this one has got me pissed off. The build up between Roman and Edge felt to me great. Like, they've got some great setups in this one here. As we go along and progress through the weeks, and the feeling I get, okay, well, Edge is coming back, and yeah, sure, he was forced into retirement. He's going to be facing the current champion, who was forced into an extended hiatus and in danger of never coming back. And the feeling I got, well, okay, yeah, they're going to give Edge another run. He's not going to hold him for very long because he's probably at that point in time in his life where it's going to, you know, working a full schedule is out of the question.
But what's a full schedule in 2021? TV every week?
Well, hang on.
But that's not an excuse anymore. The full schedule is nothing right now.
Well, at the moment, but the way things are starting to open up, I can see WWE hitting the road in the next couple of months.
They're not till the SummerSlam.
Well, still, that's rapidly approaching in the grand scheme of things. Anyway, that's beside the point, neither here nor there. Edge doesn't have to work every single week anyways. He'd work a pay-per-view and maybe two or three SmackDowns between pay-per-views, and that's fine. He's still doing 200% more work than Brock Lesnar ever did with the super part-time schedule in that way. Daniel Bryan, here I am watching all of this stuff unfold, and I'm thinking, well, wait a second, maybe they're going to give Daniel the title at Fastlane. so Daniel and Edge can have a real barn burner, roof shattering match of the night, match of the year candidate. And Edge is 100% protected in that ring with Daniel. Not to take anything away from Roman, but I think that Edge is more likely to be, if he gets hurt, he would more likely be more likely to get hurt because of Roman than he would because of Daniel. And like I say, I'm not taking a shot at Roman and saying he's a bad worker or anything like that. My thinking was, okay, that's what they're going to do. Okay, they're not going to do that. Then they're setting up for a Daniel Bryan Edge feud down the road, because yeah, I had it set in my mind. They're giving Edge the title. And then they turn this into a triple threat. And why? Is it because it's too obvious that Edge is getting the title? This just, again, it's overbooked. You made that point, Omega. It's too convoluted. I don't need this to be a triple threat. Just give me Edge and Roman. And I know that it'll be a good match with the two of them. But, oh, we can't make it too obvious. Let's get Daniel Bryan in here. This is my thinking. However, I think that Edge is still winning that title. What solidified that was his promo on SmackDown. The Rated R Superstar is back.
Okay. Casey, your thoughts?
Well, like Tim, I thought Edge was a shoo-in to win the title before they turned this into a triple threat. Then they added Daniel Bryan, and I could not decide between Daniel Bryan and Edge winning the title. I don't think Roman's going to win, and I think one of the reasons that they made this a triple threat was to protect Roman Reigns from actually taking the loss. It's going to come down to either Edge or Daniel Bryan taking the loss. I feel like of those two, Daniel Bryan will be the most fine taking the loss. So I'm going to give it to Edge as the winner here, even though he's a heel now, which is fine. Rated R Edge is always a good heel to watch. They should have kept it as a one-on-one match, but that's already, I mean, everything that needs to be said about this match has been said. Edge will win, and maybe we'll get an Edge-Daniel Bryan feud down the road, hopefully.
Okay. And that's all the matches.
That we know of.
That have been officially announced. Yes.
So far.
And we haven't even talked about the unofficial beginning to WrestleMania, which is next Friday, SmackDown.
Yeah.
They've been promoting that as a WrestleMania special.
Oh, yeah, because, yeah, the Andre the Giant match is actually there.
Yep.
Yep.
And people have
they couldn't fit it with two nights.
Yep. People have been bitching and complaining about that on Twitter, at least, that they're actually stretching WrestleMania out to three nights.
Oh, my God. The matches you guys complain about that the WrestleMania goes too long with, they put on a different show. But, no, they got to be on WrestleMania. But WrestleMania is too long. Oh, no.
Yeah, you get the irony. And if anybody could pick up that irony, I knew it was you, Rock.
I've seen it all week. It's the dumb shit people say on the internet. Do people realize they're trying to have the big first big entrance for WrestleMania on the actual WrestleMania show? So they're not going to do a kickoff match, most likely, on the first night?
Rated R ridiculous. What's this rumor I've heard that WWE Championship is going to open up?
It should.
I mean, it really should. It really should be like Drew McIntyre walking out first.
He's been your guy for a year. He should be your first entrance.
Yeah. The first guy coming out in over a year to a crowd.
Yeah, where they have like just like built up energy packed away waiting to explode. You gotta start off with something huge.
You open with Drew, you close with Sasha and Bianca, and that's how you do night one. That's easy booking.
Yeah. What's night two's opener?
Night two's opener, I'd do Asuka.
Asuka versus Rhea, and then close with the triple threat.
Yeah. I mean, or you can open with Kevin and Sammy, either one.
Yeah.
Either way, that's fine. Anyway.
Do we think we're going to have a women's tag title matchup in this?
Yeah, there's going to be.
Yes.
The answer is yes.
Yeah. We're still waiting for the SmackDown Tag Team Championships, too.
No,
the SmackDown tag titles are going to be on the special edition of WrestleMania. SmackDown on Friday, so there's a four-way on Friday for the tag titles.
Oh, God.
Okay, so there's that. The Women's Championship tag team titles are going to be announced tomorrow, where there's going to be one on one night and then the title match on the other.
There you go.
So that's how that's going to be.
Absolutely.
So 14 matches. Programming note, WrestleMania kickoff is at 7 Eastern. Main show starts at 8 and goes
on what night?
Both. That's
duh.
And it goes to 11.
Oh, 9.
11 Eastern. 9
Mountain. 9 Mountain.
Yeah. You can go to facebook.com/groups/WildTalkRadioNetwork and leave your predictions after tomorrow.
There you go. Hey, plug time. Speaking about tomorrow, immediately following Raw, it's the post show.
It's Raw post show. We'll recap everything that goes down and go home to WrestleMania, 11 p.m. Eastern.
Holy cow, you've got a busy week, Rock.
All right, let's figure this all out. Live after NXT TakeOver Stand and Deliver on Thursday will be The Rack. The Rack Extra previews WrestleMania Friday at 10 after SmackDown. The Rack Extra reviews WrestleMania Day 1 right after the show ends on Saturday. You can also check out the Rack Extra reviews WWE Superstar Handbook, now available. And the Rack Extra reviews Dr. Disrespect's brand new book, Violence, Speed, Momentum, now available. Coming soon, the Rack Extra reviews Ms. and Mrs. You got all that, Tim?
It's, like, right in front of me.
I know.
So, yeah, if you're on the Twitch TV, twitch.tv/WTR live webpage, you can see the WrestleMania coverage on WTR. So there it is. You can follow all of us.
I did something about the programming. You just
hang on, I'm not done yet. What do you want?
Saturday midnight is CB Radio.
I was getting to it.
No, you weren't.
Do it differently.
No, you weren't.
Change it up for a change.
You weren't. You can also find out.
No, I wasn't forgetting CB Radio at midnight. Yeah, we're supposed to get to
He forgot about
Saturday.
It.
Saturday.
He forgot all about it because it's not on the thing. So he forgot all about it.
I did not forget about it. No, you're wrong. So shut up.
He did. We'll be back live next Sunday night, right after WrestleMania, 11 p.m. Eastern. For Wrestle Talk Radio reviews both nights of WrestleMania.
See, I was actually going to. You can find us all on the social media, including CB Radio.
That's not
even
close.
You guys need more followers on Twitter. Shut up.
That is not even what you're doing.
Don't even. Because I didn't forget. I was doing it differently. Uh-huh. Anyway.
It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. facebook.com/group/WildTalkRadioNetwork. It is WTR Sunday Night on both Twitter and Facebook.
Exactly. You know, I'm on Twitter as well, at Flames Forums, and you can hear me bitch about my hockey team, which I'm going to be doing for the rest of the night after I have dinner. Or you can follow my political bent at Voicing Sanity. That's me doing my shit. Omega?
Uh-huh.
Don't you play with, like, Legos and shit?
I do enjoy toys of many sorts, including Lego, and I enjoy them all over the internet.
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah, if you want to see what I'm up to on the internet, you can follow me over at Facebook or Instagram at The Plastic Addict. Everywhere else, you can find me under the name TJ Omega. That is the Twitter handle. That is the YouTube channel. That is tjomega.net for a bunch of exclusive content. And then for my live streaming, I am over at twitch.tv/tjomega.
Wow, that's a lot. You want to add more to that?
Do you want me to? I can.
Well, I get
Tumblr in there. And...
Well, you know, like, invent some more media outlets and then join them. But, yeah, so check Omega and all of his stuff out. Listen, you guys listening, you've heard me tell you that our special guest host, and he's only called that because sometimes he's not available, Yes, he's an indie wrestler, but he's also a local entertainer. He does a whole bunch of different things, and you can follow him on Twitter. Take it away, Cash.
Yeah, you can find my specific Twitter account at Kyle Driver on Twitter. Like Tim said, I do a bunch of different stuff. I am a local independent wrestler. You can catch me on Real Canadian Wrestling, operating out of Calgary and Edmonton up here in Alberta. Also, I did some stuff for the Clandestine Society. We had the first show of Act 2 tonight at 6 p.m. Mountain, just before the broadcast here. But Episode 2 will be airing April 24th. Same time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, on the Backbreaker Media YouTube page. So you can go there, check out some really great Alberta wrestling. I'll be on there as well. And then when I'm not running around in a squared circle, I also do improv. You can find me participating in some improv shows at the 404s. We do nerdy improv around Canada, mostly at conventions and stuff, but right now we're doing things on Twitch, so you can find all that information at the 404s on Twitter.
Yeah, not only that, Casey and I talked about it a little while ago, and we're actually thinking we're going to be in collusion with each other on a collaboration that very much could see the light of day by this summer if things go right, Cash.
Yeah, if things become less strict.
Kind of. There's a few things that need to be put in place as well.
Yeah, but hopefully that will get going sooner rather than later.
Yeah, this is just the teaser. And parts of what we're going to be doing will appear on YouTube, but the rest of it will be a little bit too mature for such a family-friendly outlet. So, just think raunchy humor. That's your teaser. We'll give you more as things develop further down the road. How's that sound?
This has been WTR Sunday night. Say goodnight, Tim.
Well, as we leave, we just want to remind you that we will be live immediately following Night 2 of WrestleMania next Sunday night. Check out all the programming leading up to WrestleMania right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. And after WrestleMania, find out details of Rock's brand new OnlyFans account.
Sounds like what you guys are going to be doing. Good night, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
WildTalkRadio.com.